The Bible in Your Ear podcast, brought to you by Olive Tree Bible Software. I'm your host, saxophonist Kirk Whalum, reading through the New King James Version of the Olive Tree Bible app in 365 audio lessons of 15 minutes or less. Download the free Olive Tree Bible app in your app store and follow along. Contact me at kirkwhalum.com. That's KIRKWHALUM.com. Or at Kirk Whalum on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Today is July 17th. Let's read lesson number 198. 1 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 1 through chapter 26, verse 11. Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Psalms chapter 13, verses 1 through 6. And Proverbs chapter 19, verses 15 and 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 24. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests. Then David and Zadok of the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, divided them according to the schedule of their service. There were more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus they were divided. Among the sons of Eleazar were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Ithamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another, for there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of the house of God, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar. And the scribe Shemaiah, the son of Nethanel, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king. The leaders, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the father's houses of the priests and Levites, one father's house taken for Eleazar and one for Ithamar. Now the first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Jeshebiab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezir, the 18th to Hapizez, the 19th to Pethiah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. This was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord according to their ordinance by the hand of Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded them. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Judea. Concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Ishia, of the Israelites, Shelomoth, of the sons of Shelomoth, Jahath, of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jekamiam the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishia, of the sons of Ishia, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi. The son of Jeaziah, Bino. The sons of Merari by Jeaziah were Bino, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. Of Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. Of Kish, the son of Kish, Jeramiel. Also the sons of Mushi were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. These also cast lots just as their brothers, the sons of Aaron, did, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and Levites. The chief fathers did just as their younger brethren. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments, and cymbals. And the number of the skilled men performing their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherelah. The sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, 6, under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with the harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedalti, Ramonti, Ezer, Joshbekasha, Malothai, Hathir, and Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to exalt his horn, for God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and harps for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duty, the small as well as the great, the teacher with the student. Now the first lot for Asaph came out for Joseph, the second for Gedaliah, him with his brethren and sons, 12, the third for Zakur, his sons and his brethren, 12, the fourth for Jisri, his sons and his brethren, 12, the fifth for Nethaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the sixth for Bukiah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the seventh for Jesharelah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the eighth for Jeshiah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the ninth for Mattaniah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the tenth for Shimei, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 11th for Azarel, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 12th for Hashabiah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 13th for Shubael, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 14th for Mattathiah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 15th for Jeremoth, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 16th for Hananiah, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 17th for Joshbekasha, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 18th for Hanani, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 19th for Malothi, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 20th for Aliatha, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 21st for Hothir, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 22nd for Gedalti, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 23rd for Mahazioth, his sons and his brethren, 12, the 24th for Ramamti-Ezer, his sons and his brethren, 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 26. Concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers, of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph, and the sons of Meshelemiah, were Zechariah the firstborn, Jadiel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Eliehoenai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakkar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peultai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah his son were sons born who governed their father's houses, because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah were Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, whose brothers Elihu and Semachiah were able men. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, 18 able men. Also Hosa of the children of Merari had sons, Shimri the first, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him the first, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosa were 13. Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also, and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. Psalms chapter 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die.
Thank you for listening to the Bible in Your Ear podcast. I'm Kirk Whalum. God bless you.